Four Native children survived a plane crash and 40 days alone in the Amazon rainforest in Colombia. Now, a custody battle has started among their family members. The children are siblings or brothers and sisters. They range in age from 1 to 13. They remained hospitalized Monday and are expected to stay there for several more days. During that time, Colombia's Child Protection Agency is speaking to family members to decide who should care for them after their mother died in the crash on May 1st. Astrid Caceres is head of the Colombian Institute of Family Welfare. She said in a radio discussion that a caseworker was assigned to the children at the request of their mother's parents. The grandparents are competing for custody with the father of the two youngest children. Caceres added that it was possible that the children and their mother experienced abuse. The most important thing at this moment is the children's health, which is not only physical, but also emotional, she said. On Sunday, grandfather Narciso Mucutui accused Manuel Ronoque of beating his daughter, Magdalena Mucutui. Ranoke is the father of the two youngest children. Narciso Mucutui told reporters that the children would hide in the forest when Ranoke and his daughter fought. Ranoke told reporters that there had been trouble at home, but he called it a private family concern and not gossip for the world. When asked whether he had attacked his wife, Ranoke said, "Verbally, sometimes, yes. Physically, very little. We had more verbal fights." Ranoke said he has not been permitted to see the two oldest children at the hospital. Caceres did not provide a comment on why Ranoke could not see them. On May 1st, the children were traveling by plane with their mother from the Amazonian village of Araraquara to the town of San Jose del Guaviare. The plane's engine failed. It fell off radar a short time later. A search then began for the three adults and four children who were on the plane. For more than a month, the children survived by eating cassava flour and seeds, as well as some fruits they found in the rainforest. The children are members of the Huitoto indigenous group. The siblings were finally found Friday, 40 days after the crash. They were flown to the capital, Bogota. Then they arrived at a military hospital, where they have received mental health services and other support. As they recover, the children have spoken with family members about their time in the jungle. The oldest, Leslie Jacobomber Mucutui, said their mother was alive for about 4 days after the crash, before dying, Ranoke said. The plane was found 2 weeks after the crash in a thick area of rainforest. The bodies of the three adults were recovered, but there was no sign of the children. That led people to hope that they were still alive. Soldiers in helicopters dropped boxes of food into the jungle. Planes fired off flares at night to light up the ground for search teams. Rescuers also used speakers to send a message recorded by the children's grandmother, telling them to stay in one place. The children were finally found last Friday, about 5 kilometers from the crash, in a small opening in the jungle. General Pedro Sanchez led the search effort as chief of the military's Special Operations Command. Relatives and officials have praised Leslie for guiding her younger siblings through the 40 days in the jungle. The youngest child turned 1 while they were missing. I'm Katie Weaver.